I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here, what's the story with tidying up your gaff? That one Marie Kondo ruined my life a few years back when she started telling us our houses are filthy and we need to tidy them up. The old doll really took it to heart. It was World War III if I left me jacks on the floor for more than a day. But I read in the Examiner there that Marie's now decided that tidying's for gormies and she's more or less stopped trying to keep her place clean. Do you think this is a green light for chilling out in the old housework like? Don't you, Donnie, Blackpool?
I'm glad it's not just my house. My Connor goes bananas when I tell him to pick up the jocks by the side of the bed, particularly when they're not his. He's no sense of humour about that kind of stuff. Hashtag total dry balls.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I've the skin wore off my face from lopping the gob and fellas with beards. It was about 6 months ago when I first noticed that every man in North Cork is walking around with a beard. What's this now, says I to Berna. When I was growing up, a beard meant you were in the wolf tones. Well, didn't we do a bit of digging on the old internet? And it turns out all the men in New York started growing beards in 2007. And the trend has finally made it to the North Cork and Kerry border. To be honest, they went beardy on the Kerry side a while back, but the Cork lads didn't want to look like Paul Galvin. Anyway, I signed up to this dating app called Smooth Shifting to give face a little break in. I thought it was for clean-shaven lads, but it's actually for gals who have taken an online course in smooth chat-up lines. The poor creatures should ask for their money back, they're that bad at it. So I'm back on the beardy boys again, and I was wondering, is there a cream or something I can use to keep down the inflammation on my poor old chin? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
The red face is a nightmare. Mark in the pizzeria went the old full Pavarotti with his beard, and when I arrived home once after a night of red hot Latin loving, my Connor looked at me sadly and said, we need to talk. I said, go on, brazen enough like. He said, I think we both know you're addicted to eating strawberries. A goal.
It's getting covert on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners who dress up for delivery people. Fifi underscore born to rule said she refreshed her gym gear with a €600 splurge on the Lululemon website because they changed her delivery person and she wanted to make an impression. Chloe underscore amazing skin tone said, send us on a photo of him, Fiefs. Bit of a delivery guy fantasy vibe going on in my filthy mind right now. Fifi said, snap out of it, biatch. My new delivery person is a woman. And we all sent back, OMG, you've come out on WhatsApp. You go, girl. Emojis. Well, didn't Fifi respond with a gif of a monkey burying its head in its hand in a you're missing the point, biatches, kind of a way? Her take is that the delivery woman has an eye for expensive gym gear. And if she answers the door in anything less than €90 sweatpants, the word will travel down the Douglas Road that Fifi, born to rule, has started shopping in pennies. There was radio silence on the old WhatsApp for a few minutes as we contemplated the hashtag status devastation that would follow on from that. I have to admit, Audrey, that I sometimes answered the door in slippers that I got in Dunn's. Do you think I need to follow Fifi's lead and spend big? Jenny, Douglas Road.
We'd never do anything that vulgar in Ballinlough. Imagine. No, we just leave the labels on our gym gear with the price highlighted in yellow. In case someone thinks we bought it in a sale.
So like, when I'm not dreaming up the next unicorn business idea that's going to blow your minds or steal all your data or both, you'll find me down in the Marina Market hanging with creatives and fielding questions on where I got a beanie with my name on it. Branding, baby. Branding. So like, this cool Slovenian chick from extreme samba practice asked me what my favourite sport is and I was thinking like, I can't say rugby because that's knuckleheads who don't like cyberpunk Japanese movies and GAA and soccer aren't sports you can admit to in the rarefied air I breathe at the chill end of posh Cork. That's when I decided to invent a sport of my own, hopefully one that'll blow your mind or steal all your data or both. So I'm like thinking it'll be a cross between squash and water polo with a splash of dressage. The only thing that's standing between me and the history books now is a catchy title for this game. What would you recommend? Ed Ballantemple.
Ed, there's only one name for any sport that came out of your head, and that's Langball.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.